Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for January 30th, 2009. This week, how old blood could make cancer patients sicker, how potted plants could make you better, and cold medicines that don't do much good at all. Suzanne, what's the latest on what works and what doesn't for any of our listeners who might be suffering out there?
Well, you know, Bob, they say the only sure things in life are death and taxes.
I've heard that.
Yeah, well, most people would probably agree that the common cold ranks right up there near the top of that list, too. Ron Eccles is the director of the Common Cold Center at Cardiff University in Wales. That's where he and his colleagues test the effectiveness of different cold remedies on the market. It's a great example of evidence-based medicine, using science to root out what works and what's a complete waste of money. He says if you're searching for relief from a nasty cough, the bad news is common medications like codeine and dextromethorphan are surprisingly useless. But maybe that's okay based on what Eccles' team discovered.
The ingredients, the actual pharmacological or medical ingredients in cough medicines are not very effective. And the main effect of the cough medicine is due to the sweet syrup, which causes us to salivate and which also promotes mucus secretions in the airway to soothe the cough. So you can probably develop your own cough medicine at home, making the typical sort of honey and lemon syrup or drink, hot drink. And that will be just as effective as most of the cough medicines you can purchase, from the pharmacist.
As for nasal congestion, Eccles says common nasal sprays such as oxymetazoline work really well. But turn that same drug into a tablet form, and it's pretty much a waste of money.
Thanks, Suzanne. Good advice for the body and the pocketbook. Next, some studies have found that cancer patients who get blood transfusions fare worse than other cancer patients. Now a study in rats suggests that the age of the blood might be the key. Neuroimmunologist Shamgar Ben-Eliahu led the research at Tel Aviv University in Israel. His team tested the effects of blood transfusions on the animal's resistance to cancer.
What we found is that in rats, the longer you store the blood, the more harmful it becomes.
Blood that was less than 9 days old was fine. But beyond that, the older the blood, the greater the chance that the cancer would spread and kill, even when the stored blood was the animal's own. Since human blood is stored for up to 42 days, Ben-Eliahu says it's time to take a fresh look at human medical records from this perspective.
In another blood news, researchers at the University of California and Ohio State made a major discovery while treating a patient who kept getting infections. They found that the patient was producing a unique blood protein that reduced the number of infection-fighting killer T cells. T cells protect us from invading microbes, but can also overreact and attack the body's own cells. That's what happens in rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and other autoimmune diseases. Studying the new protein and how it tamps down this response could lead to new treatments for these conditions.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, if you or someone you know is going under the knife for surgery soon, you'll want to pay attention to this report by Justin Warner.
Since ancient times, humans have used plants and plant extracts in medicine, but that's generally involved either ingesting the plant or rubbing it on your skin. Now, a new study suggests that the mere presence of decorative plants in surgical recovery rooms can help patients get better. Kansas State University horticulture professors Sung-Hyun Park and Richard Mattson studied 90 patients recovering from appendectomy. Half were assigned to recovery rooms with plants, the other half went to similar but plant-free rooms. Mattson says that within 3 days, patients in the plant rooms felt significantly better and were requesting less pain medication than their plant-deprived counterparts.
Many of the individuals requiring, moderate medications in the control room, we didn't find this in the plant rooms.
Those with plants in the rooms also had lower blood pressure and heart rates and reported less anxiety and fatigue. Mattson suspects that's because plants provide pleasant sensory stimulation that reduces stress.
In this particular study, we were looking at plants with fragrance and beautiful colors and exotic characteristics, but also green plants. And there seems like there's a kind of a distraction that occurs. People are no longer focusing on their own problems, and somehow we see this relaxation process begin to occur.
In fact, his previous studies have found that plants can reduce stress in children, senior citizens, and psychiatric patients. But this study is the first to suggest that decorative plants may have concrete medical benefits with no side effects.
Thanks, Justin. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, how polarized light fools insects, turning dolphin sounds 3D, and tracking bird migration from space. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a compelling new science story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Or if you're on the go, you can also listen in by calling 1-512-499-2149. That number again, 1-512-499-2149. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.